Last year, Emily Wilson became the first woman to translate Homer's Odyssey into English. Public high school students in Anne Arundel County, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County will learn about ancient Greek history and society and create their own poetry, history projects, and theater pieces in response to this translation. Amy Bernstein, the project director, tells us more.
I was reading the Sunday New York Times book review one day last year, and I came across a review of a new translation of Homer's Odyssey. Now, translating a work like the Odyssey is no mean feat. This is one of the most ancient poems in the Western tradition. It began as an orally performed work 6 centuries before the Christian era. By the time this epic poem was written down centuries later, it was a mashup of dialects and styles. The new translation by Emily Wilson, a classics professor at the University of Pennsylvania, is noteworthy for several reasons. Wilson has given us a text that is modern and extraordinarily accessible, yet still quite nuanced. One reviewer called it crisp and musical. Take, for example, the very first lines of Wilson's version, written entirely in iambic pentameter. Tell me about a complicated man. Muse, tell me how he wandered and was lost when he had wrecked the holy town of Troy, and where he went and who he met, the pain he suffered in the storms at sea, and how he worked to save his life and bring his men back home. Now listen to the same opening lines of the popular 1996 version by Robert Fagles, which is used in many schools. Sing to me of the man, Muse, the man of twists and turns, driven time and again off course once he had plundered the hallowed heights of Troy. Many cities of men he saw and learned their minds, many pains he suffered, heartsick on the open sea, fighting to save his life and bring his comrades home. As you can hear, translators have a lot of creative leeway when it comes to turning ancient Greek into something that speaks to us today. Apart from the clarity of her language, Wilson made many fascinating choices that set her version apart. For example, Wilson's Odyssey is the first in English to label certain characters as slaves, as individuals who have been trafficked and sold. Other translations refer to them in passing as housekeepers or servants. And she avoids having Helen of Sparta refer to herself as a quote-unquote bitch or a quote-unquote whore, as other translators do. With support from Maryland Humanities and other funders, 4 public high schools are among the first in the state to incorporate Wilson's Odyssey into their fall curriculum. Well over 100 students will spend the next few months writing and performing plays, composing songs, choreographing new dances, and creating new drawings and other artworks inspired by the story. My hope is that this year's pilot program will open the door to statewide expansion in the future, and I'm very excited that Emily Wilson herself will be the featured speaker at a free public symposium in October to kick off this project. I'm confident she'll inspire students and teachers to really get into the Odyssey and discover how much we have in common with the people and situations in this ancient tale.
The Maryland Odyssey Pilot Project and Symposium receive funding through a Maryland Humanities major grant. Emily Wilson will appear in conversation with local educators from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Govins branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library on October 12th. To learn more about Wilson's appearance, visit calendar.prattlibrary.org and search for her name. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.